This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
9:17, Wednesday, the 30th of March. And of course, you're listening to The Morning Run. Now, just a quick update on the FBM KLCI. It is still in the green, currently up 0.1%. Index stands at 1585. Not much change in the rest of the region. Most are in the green, except for the Nikkei 225, which is down 1% at this current moment. But in the meantime, let's take a look at the broader Asian market now. Although Asia is geographically distant from the war in Ukraine, the fallout of it has been felt by markets in this region, with volatility rocking the major indices.
Even the benchmark MSCI Asia ex Japan has seen a 9.5% correction on a year-to-date basis as markets grapple with increasing geopolitical tensions, which has seen prices of grains, metals and energy reach new highs. Compounding this risk was the hawkish tone of the Federal Reserve, where at one point there were expectations of at least 150 basis point hike in the Fed fund rate.
But are these concerns overdone? And is the dip in the market actually a buying opportunity? For answers, we turn to Patrick Chang, Chief Investment Officer, Equities ASEAN and Malaysia at Principal Asset Management. Morning, Patrick. Nice to speak to you again. Now, the market over the past few weeks has been challenging. How do you view the market so far? And did you have to adjust the investment strategy?
Yeah, basically, right, markets have been already been choppy prior to this, right? But I think it got heightened a little bit because of a few factors. Right? Obviously, you know, one of the big factors was the U.S. federal tightening. Secondly, the other point was of late, you started to hear a lot more noises on geopolitical tension between Russia and Ukraine. And of late, of course, we started to hear also on China's volatility coming back as well, right? All of this culminated, obviously, in the last 2 weeks being heightened volatility. But I think to put things in the correct perspective is that if you were to take away some of these what we call noises, ultimately, at the end of the day, right, economic activity globally continues to thrive, right, particularly in the U.S., and so I think it's very important for clients out there to understand that we are still in an expansion mode, particularly in developed markets, including also Asian economies like in Malaysia as well, where we are now starting to price in, for example, the reopening of the economies. And I think that is a very important factor to move away from all the negativity that we're seeing in the marketplace today, right? So to answer your question, what have we done to our portfolios? Well, we haven't really done that much apart from the fact that we just wanted to make sure that the risk parameters in our portfolios today continue to be more diversified, more into quality companies, and more importantly also to make sure that in the volatile environment that we're in, customers understand at the end of the day that we are taking proactive actions in terms of the risk management of the portfolios. So in essence, you know, we understand where volatility is, we understand how to diversify portfolios, And subsequent to that is that, you know, we want to communicate the idea that this is an environment where, despite all the noises that we're hearing, there are also certain opportunities out there for investors who take a long-term horizon.
After the impact of COVID-19, coupled with a range of reform policies rolled out in China last year, do you expect that more stability in the Asia-Pacific region this year? And is it time for investors to put back their money in this region versus the more developed market?
I think stability is a new word that I'm trying to understand these days. And therefore, you know, when I said earlier on, there is no longer such thing as a very stable environment these days, right? What we are seeing now is the advent of what we call heightened volatility. But having said that, I think in Asia itself, what we saw over the last 2 weeks was that, obviously, I think markets already started to price in a lot of the bad news. I think we already started to see Asian markets, particularly in China, finding a bottom as of the March 15, where I think the HKEX market already rebounded by close to 9% from the lows. And that's on the back of, I think, improvements in terms of sentiment towards policy making in China. And also, to a certain extent, also some form of pricing in the fact that the Chinese government is taking proactive measures, both in the economy as well as in policy towards, for example, some of the technology companies and so forth, which I think will set a benchmark or a floor to where volatility is in the short term.
But Patrick, Chinese stocks are clearly under pressure, and even more so in the last few days with Shanghai under a severe lockdown. There's also the prospect of delisting of Chinese equities from US exchanges. There's also continued Chinese policy uncertainty. But I'm wondering whether it's actually time to deploy more money into Chinese stocks at this moment.
I think China as an asset class, particularly, for example, when we talk about equities itself, right? Obviously, we all know over the last 3 to 5 years, it is for selective customers only, right? It is basically high risk. It is very volatile, right? We all know the facts. The point here is that I think the concerns that we talk about regulation, we talk about potential delisting of some of the ADRs in the US and so forth. I think all of this happened at the lowest point in the last 2 weeks, right? And you saw a very swift reaction by the Chinese government. To us, right, those reactions are not unfounded. In fact, if you read through history, right, and how Chinese policymaking happens, right, usually when they react the way they react, right, I call it the Draghi moment, similar to what happened in the European ECB about a few years ago when they went out with a big bang and all that. This is quite similar to those kind of measures that were put in place. I think the Chinese authorities out there are very, very clear. They are here to basically show that essentially, I think the bulk of the deregulation in the technology sector is behind them. They want to stimulate the economy. And I think in the course of the weeks and months to come, I think the Chinese government will reiterate that view, particularly when you know the government is up for re-election at the end of the year.
We continue to witness positive capital flows into Southeast Asia since the beginning of the year. What is the reason for this? And where do you see the opportunities in ASEAN and even Malaysia this year?
Yeah, that's an excellent question, right? I get a lot of questions about that now, right? I think it's very interesting to see for a very first time in a long while to see a capital inflows going to Southeast Asian markets. There are a couple of factors, right? We've had about $4.7 billion coming to Asia as of the end of February. And one of the big factors, because obviously the volatility that China has presented itself, people wanted to diversify away from what we call safe havens. As you know, ASEAN is the home for commodities, is a home for a lot of large financial companies, particularly in Singapore and Malaysia and then Thailand. And these have attracted a lot of inflows going to. Now, where do we go from here? I think the obvious question is, what do we see the growth drivers in the ASEAN itself? I think, as I said earlier on, right, these economies are starting to reopen. As you know, Malaysia is starting to reopen in a couple of days' time, April the 1st. You saw the Singapore news flow coming in as well, where we now can travel back and forth. So we're going to see more of these being priced in. I think where people are now starting to think about is, where do you put your money now, right? And that's the obvious question is, I think, you know, our favorite sector to think about this in ASEAN itself, obviously, is tourism, right? Everybody wants to travel. Everybody wants to spend some money because they haven't done that for the last 2 years. So I think these are, ASEAN presents a very unique opportunity for clients out there who want to diversify from North Asia, who wants a more defensiveness in their portfolios, who also want to think about a value proposition from a lot of value sectors like commodities and energy and all, to a sense, and also maybe financials as well.
Now, lastly, the global equities have become increasingly volatile, reflecting the geopolitical tensions and inflationary pressure. I think the key question here is how a potential spillover could affect the global economy and financial markets. So specifically, what's the best advice for our listeners in terms of managing their portfolio allocation in the near term?
I think the more diversified, the better it is. And, you know, ironically, right, despite all the noises that we've heard, right, you know, the S&P 500 is not even down 10% year to date. In fact, it's down by 6-7%, right? It's bounced off from the lows. The Nasdaq, surprisingly itself, right, despite all that we heard about interest rate hikes and how that impact growth companies and so forth, is not down by, you know, 20% as an initial scare that we had, right? So the point I'm trying to make here is that despite all the geopolitical noises and all the, you know, rate hike expectations and so forth, right, I think where we are seeing in terms of global portfolios today is that the more you diversify, the more you buy into what we call large cap companies and all that, which are long-term positive in nature, I think you'll be able to withstand that kind of volatility that we talked about earlier on, right? So the point I'm trying to make here is that think about not just today, but think about where your portfolio will be 2 years down the road. And if history was to show itself, whether it's going to be wars, whether it's going to be rate hikes and so forth, if you take a longer term view, obviously you'll be able to look through past this and think about this as a very, very good opportunity for investors to think about your investments and your protection for your pensions in the future.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Patrick Chang, Chief Investment Officer, Equities ASEAN and Malaysia of Principal Asset Management. This market outlook is brought to you by Principal Asset Management. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.